This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. This is a tale about how two girls, Kirstie and Lisa, became known as the Suck'em and Fuck'em twins. Kirstie, she was a naughty, naughty little 10-year-old. She had been abused, sexually abused by her father since she was probably in diapers. So she was all kinds of fucked up. And she took her trauma of sexual abuse and became this preteen slut with boys her age. On the playground after school, she'd suck off boys from ages preteen, elementary school, up to teenage year. She was a cock-sucking whore. All because of her daddy. She became known as Thirsty Kirstie because she was so desperate to suck cock. She met little Lisa, who was also 10 years old. And Lisa, she was more innocent. More like a typical 10-year-old girl. Lisa thought Kirstie was really popular and likable. She got a lot of attention. And Lisa was drawn to that. No one was really noticing her at school, so she befriended the little preteen whore. Kirstie quickly taught her the ways to get popular, to show boys your little cunny, to suck on cock, be a little whore. Lisa was pretty shy about it. She really didn't follow suit. She did flash her little preteen pussy a few times, but that was it. But here's where the story gets a little interesting. Kirstie, she started going to therapy. Her mom and stepdad, not the man that abused her, her stepdad. They got wind of her behavior, so they sent her to a doctor, Dr. Nigel. Dr. Nigel specialized in childhood trauma, rape victims, and to no one's knowledge, Dr. Nigel was an absolute pervert. He had found the job that really was perfect for him because he got to hear young girls talk about their sexual abuse. And typically, he would just take those memories home and jerk off to him. But Kirstie, really shocked him because most of the childhood trauma patients he saw were broken little girls, but not Kirsty. She let it be known what she was doing to her therapist. She told Dr. Nigel all the cock-sucking she was doing. She told her therapist that she wanted more sex, that she liked having sex, and that she was trying to help her best friend have sex just like her. Nigel, although he never acted on anything, he often went online and talked to other perverts about his stories, about the girls that he would see in his office, telling other perverts their childhood trauma stories, and they'd get each other off, turn each other on. But Kirsty, she was stuck in his head. And he thought, I bet I could get this little slut to suck my cock. He thought she might start doing it in the office in his first session with her. But he was nervous, scared. So he turned to his most trusted online pervert, a man named Rich. He told Rich all about Kirsty and asked Rich, "You wanna help me see if we can get this little whore to suck our cocks? I think she will." And Rich, he reluctantly said yes. He was another pervert, mainly just online. Nothing ever wanted to be real for him. Although the thought of dipping his cock into such a forbidden fuckhole really turned him on. So they decided that they would go for it. They would try to see if this little 10-year-old cock-sucking nympho would suck both of them off. So the following day, Rich waited in Nigel's back office. Nigel had a short little session with Kirsty, and he asked his little patient if she would hang tight for a moment. He had to bring in an assistant. So he brought in Rich. And Nigel said, "I do a little kind of special therapy, hands-on. I can do exactly what your daddy did to you. And maybe it'll help with some of your behaviors. Maybe it'll help satisfy your need to be a little whore." Kirsty looked at the two grown adult men, and all she saw in her eyes were two cocks to suck. But she said, "Hold on a second. I'm going to go grab my friend Lisa. She's waiting outside for me." And Nigel and Rich just looked at each other and smiled. Two mouths, two cocks, they thought. So the men took their cocks out and started stroking, and instructed the girls to fully undress. In fact,
Rich was feeling a little bit dominant and said, "Show us what we want to see, horse. We want to see you completely nude." Kiersey was very quick to undress. Lisa looked a bit more shy. Nigel went over to Lisa, stroked her face, and told her, "It's okay. Just pretend I'm your daddy today." And it's like this submissive nature washed over Lisa, and she undressed. And the two men stood there, stroking themselves, looking at 2 10-year-old girls completely naked. Bald little pussies, the flattest of little chests. Adorable little underage fuck toys is what they saw. Rich, he looked at Kiersey and said, "Come suck this cock." And she quickly got to her knees and started sucking grown adult cock. She even commented that she missed her daddy's cock. That's what Rich made her feel. She was tired of sucking little boy cock. She was happy to get a big pedo daddy cock in her mouth. And that little slut sucked him like she was a prostitute. Nigel, he knew he had to coerce Lisa a little bit. So he acted like her daddy, gentle, sweet, guiding, and told Lisa exactly what to do, to get on her knees just like your friend, open up your mouth, take as much as you can in that pretty little mouth, Lisa. And she did. Like the good little girl that she was, trying to probably impress her little friend and also impress her pedo daddy for the day. Lisa choked and gagged. She struggled with sucking Nigel's cock. But Nigel loved to look over and see thirsty Kiersey just swallow and ram her pretty little mouth against Rich's cock. He couldn't believe it. Neither could Rich. That a girl that young could be so good at sucking cock. It's like she was born to do it. The two of them switched because Rich, the good friend that he was, not that Nigel should experience a 10-year-old cocksucker like Kiersey. So Kiersey swallowed and devoured Nigel's cock. And Rich, a little on the edge from the good little cocksucker, Kiersey, he wasn't as gentle with Lisa. He grabbed her by the sides of her head and started throat fucking her, using her like a little whore, telling her that she was a good girl and that she had to take it deeper. And it turned him on to think that he was teaching and showing a 10-year-old her true purpose, how to take cock like a big girl, something most women don't learn until they're in their 20s. And here he was showing a little 10-year-old how men like to treat women and girls. And it's like Rich couldn't hold back any longer. he pushed little Lisa on the couch that was in Nigel's office and first touched, molested, fingered Lisa's 10-year-old cunny. Just amazed at how fucking tiny it was. Amazed that he finally had his hands on something he'd fantasized about for so long. He didn't quite reach up and break that hymen yet. He wanted to save that feeling for his cock. But he studied, tasted, smelled kitty pussy before he decided to spread her little legs and start stretching her open. Little Lisa tried her best to be a big girl. Rich was coaching her through, telling her, "Don't cry, sweetie, it's okay. It'll stop hurting after a while." And she wanted to be a big girl like Kirstie was. She didn't want to be a little baby, so she took it. She took Rich's violating cock, forcing his way inside of her. And Rich probably could have just about nutted when he felt little Lisa's hymen. He felt the pressure, something stopping his cock from pushing in deeper, which made him thrust harder, forcing through and ripping that hymen, feeling a lubricating virginal blood dripping down his shaft a little bit, which just made him thrust even harder. And by this time, Nigel was face deep in Kirstie's slutty little pussy, lapping it up, spanking it, and that little fuck demon Kirstie loving every second of it. She even begged Nigel to fuck her, begging her pedo daddy for the day to fuck her like daddy used to fuck me. So Nigel bent her over his desk, enjoyed the view of such a tiny little 10-year-old ass before ramming it inside her itty bitty used pussy. Even though she had been fucked probably many times before, it was still tight. It was still unbelievably so sexy to fuck a girl so young and to fuck a little slut like her. Eventually, Rich had pushed a massive fucking load of Lisa's tiny little virgin pussy and insisted that Nigel get the sloppy, delicious seconds of her tiny little pussy. So they switched. Nigel thrust into Lisa's itty-bitty pussy that had been stretched out but still so fucking tight, squelching with another man's load inside of there, which drove him a little crazy. And Rich laid down on Nigel's desk, held his cock up, and told Kirstie, "Get on this fucking cock and make me come." And that little 10-year-old squat above him slid her slutty little bald 10-year-old pussy down Rich's cock, looking him in the eyes with lust that just drove him wild. Such a little kitty nymphomaniac. And she bounced up and down as Rich enjoyed the view of such a sexy, tight little 10-year-old preteen milking his cock so fucking well. Rich encouraged little Kersey to still be an even bigger slut. He told her that only good girls are filled with cum every single day. If she were a real good girl, she'd have cum leaking down her thigh on the daily. And also told her that fucking boys her age was good, but you also need to make sure you get pedophiles off. Pedophile cum tastes better than boys your age cum. He asked her, "Did your daddy fuck you like me and Nigel did?" And she said, "My daddy fucked me harder." So Rich lifted her off of him, threw her down, her little bottom hanging off the desk, and started railing her hard, holding her by the shoulders and fucking her like she was a goddamn fuck doll. Until he unleashed a torrent of another load inside of her, calling her a filthy little preteen fuck doll, telling her that this is how your daddy should have raped you, hard and without any care of how you felt. And he left her laying there on the desk, dripping with cum, and waited for Nigel to unleash a load inside of little Lisa. Two loads inside of a little preteen. And once Nigel unleashed his load deep inside that little girl, as Rich watched, he waited for the moment that he could stick his hard cock inside Lisa's two load cream pie, enjoying the feeling of such a tight, abused virgin hole with his own cum and another man's cum deep inside of there, fucking her again, deciding to take this little slut and tell her sort of the same things he told Kersey. Good girls take cum. Good girls make men and boys come. And Rich made sure to rub that little preteen clit, giving her her first orgasm, because Rich is smart enough to know that sluts are best trained off of orgasms. It's the best way to have a dumb whore remember what she's supposed to hear. And Rich enjoyed the feeling of a cum-filled, sloppy 10-year-old pussy coming around his cock, making him come once more. A little virgin 10-year-old taking three loads in one day. And they all took a break. Many loads were had. The girls were dripping in cum. They had glasses of water, calmed down, and the men sat there and enjoyed that slutty Kersey telling her best friend that she was proud of her, that this is how she would become popular, by being a slut for men. The two of them making plans of how they would capture pedophiles in the future, because Kersey said she loved the way these grown men fucked her compared to the boys her age. And they watched Lisa change from a shy girl to a girl that had been thoroughly used, raped, mind fucked, brainwashed. And they started up again. Use those little horrors one more time, because why wouldn't they? They had two come hungry sluts in front of them. And this time, they fucked them like porn stars. And they took them by the sides of their heads and pounded their little faces, throat raping those little whores, showing them how adult men like to fuck little girls' mouths. The girls drooling, their slobber covering their flat chests, dripping down their hairless bodies. It gave Rich and Nigel an idea once they saw their slippery, wet, hairless bodies. They took a piss break, pissing on Kirstie and Lisa, showing the girls that this is how another way men like to use sluts. Telling them to open their mouths, taste grown man piss, and also pissing all over their hairless bodies, watching their piss glisten on their tight bellies, drip between their hairless, abused little cunnies. And one of them got the idea that they couldn't walk away from today without tasting preteen piss. So they both had one girl squatting over their face, insisting that the girls piss in their mouth, piss all over them. And the girls giggled as they started trickling their piss into a grown man's mouth, shy and unsure of what they were doing until that stream started splashing into Nigel and Rich's mouth. Them taking the girl's piss that didn't make it in and stroking their cocks with it. Tasting preteen piss turned them into even more brutal, animalistic fuckers. Rich laid Kirstie on her back, spread her legs out as far as they could go, and pounded that preteen pussy as hard as he could, yelling at Kirstie to piss on my cock. Piss on my cock while I fuck you deeply. And Kirstie, she just couldn't help it. And mid pounding, Rich felt that little girl's piss just splash all over him, making him pump even harder into her little body. So hard and so deep, he saw his cock imprint bulging out of her lower belly, making him come again deep inside that little slut. Nigel was over there teaching Lisa how to ride cock, telling Lisa that pedo daddy needed to breed her before he said goodbye to her. He was hoping that Lisa's little preteen pussy was fertile so that at least his or Rich's load was fertilizing inside of her 10-year-old body. Nigel made a note that he would definitely check up on her again. The two men told the girls don't take a shower tonight. They wanted their piss and their cum soaking into these two little girls' bodies. They also told the girls to rub their little pussies every night, thinking about what it was like to get fucked and pounded by two adult men. Rich and Nigel watched the two girls from afar for months after this day. And to their satisfaction, Kirsty and Lisa had been named the Fuck'em and Suck'em twins. Lisa was no longer shy. Kirsty was an even bigger whore than she was before. Two young girls completely whored out themselves, whoring each other out. And Nigel and Rich never, of course, forgot how enjoyable it was to make two 10-year-olds become eager, desperate, cum sluts and piss whores.